Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we will move on in our study to learn about the death of Christ. Amazingly, when we look at some of the writings of early Muslim scholars, we discover that they actually believe that Jesus did die, as we will see in our program for today. So the question we must ask here is that, did Jesus die according to the Quran? We are still in our study for Quran chapter 3, and today we will be looking at verse 55. For the Quran states, when Allah said, O Isa, surely I am causing you to die, and I am raising you up to me and purifying you from those who became infidels, and make those who follow you above those who became infidels until the resurrection day. Then to me is your return, so I will judge between you about what you were differing. Amazingly, there are plenty of different Muslim translators who translated the words inni mutawafika, which I translated, I am causing you to die, completely different than what you have heard in my own translation. So some would say, when Allah said, O Isa, surely I am gathering you, or surely I am taking you, surely I am causing you to sleep. And with many deceptions, these translators did everything they can to hide the fact that Allah in the Quran declared that Isa will die. That is because there is a contradiction in Quran chapter 4 and verse 157. For there we read, and they're saying, surely we killed the Christ, Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, and they did not kill him, and they did not crucify him. We have a problem between these two verses. In Quran chapter 3 and verse 55, Allah is telling Isa that he will cause him to die. But in Quran chapter 4 and verse 157, Allah assured all Muslims that Isa, son of Mary, was never killed. He was never crucified. And it is an amazing order because he said they did not kill him nor crucify him, which means the killing come before the crucifixion. Weird and strange order. It should say they did not crucify him nor kill him. No. They did not kill him nor crucify him. What is the answer for this contradiction in the Quran? That's why I decided today to look at all the verses of the Quran where we find in it some mention concerning the death of Christ. First of all, I would like to ask the question, why Muslims reject the death of Jesus? Muhammad is greater than Jesus, or as Muslims claim to be the final messenger of Allah, the final prophet of Allah, and he did die. Why not Jesus dies like any other prophet or any other messenger before that? After all, don't forget what the Quran said. In Quran chapter 3 and verse 185, Allah said, every soul taste the death. That is, every soul taste the death, including Isa, son of Mary. Because after all, he is just a normal human, as Muslims claim, like every other human. Why not Isa die? By the way, if you take that verse literally as it is written literally, you have to understand that Allah himself must die. Why? Because in Quran chapter 5 verse 116, we read, and when Allah said, O Isa son of Mary, did you say to the people to take me and my mother as two gods other than Allah? He said, that's Isa, praise be to you. It is not for me that I say what is not true for me. If I had said it, so indeed, you know it. You know what is in my soul, and I do not know what is in your soul. Did you notice what Isa said? He declared to us in the word of Allah of the Quran that Allah have a soul, which means Allah must die. After all, Allah said, every soul tastes the death. Let's move on to the next very two important verses where I hear some Muslims claim, well, Isa could not die. Why? Because he was a messenger. Are you serious? You mean no messenger ever was killed in the Quran according to your belief? And that's when I take my dear Muslim friends to Quran chapter 5 and verse 70. For there we read, indeed, we took the covenant of the children of Israel and sent messengers to them. Whenever a messenger came to them with what their soul did not desire, a group they called liars and a group they are killing. Yes, indeed, my friends, you heard me right. Allah said in Quran 5:70 that the children of Israel killed messengers. Why not Isa, son of Mary? Well, that's when Muslims will always tell you, no. You see, not only Isa was a messenger, but he was a prophet. As if the Quran assured the Muslims that Allah will not allow anybody to kill a prophet. Notice in Quran 4:155, we read the following. So because of their breaking the covenant, he's talking about the children of Israel, and being infidels in the verses of Allah, and they're killing the prophets unjustly. Once again, here in Quran 4:155, assured us that the Jewish people were killing the prophets unjustly. Now, I want to take you to the words of Isa. Remember, we talked a few days ago about baby Isa speaking after birth immediately and speaking in the cradle. Well, let me share with you a very important verse where Isa is telling us what is coming in his future. As Allah spoke in him miraculously. Think about it. He's just a babe. And here is what Isa said. And peace be on me, the day I was born, the day I die, and the day I am raised alive. Isa the babe, the infant, who normally should not speak, was able to speak by the mighty power of Allah. And he told us that he will die. And this will bring us to Quran chapter 3 and verse 55. And here we see the conversation between Allah and Isa. Where there we read, when Allah said, O Isa, surely I am causing you to die, and I am raising you up to me. And here we must read the commentaries and the interpretation of Muslim scholars concerning the statement, causing you to die. Amazingly, here is what Muslim scholars said. As always, scholars disagree. Muslim interpreters disagree in the meaning of the word causing you to die. So, for example, Ibn Abbas and Muhammad ibn Isaac said it actually means causing you to die. Wow! I'm really getting so smart right now because I'm learning from the top Muslim scholars. Causing you to die, it means causing you to die. Well, thank you so much. That's exactly what we Christians believe. But listen to the different opinion about what that actually means. For example, Wahab said Allah caused him to die 3 hours. Then he lifted him up in heaven. Now, how in the world would Wahab know the number of hours where Isa died? We don't read in the Quran he died for 3 hours. He just said, I'm causing you to die. And then we go to Muhammad ibn Isaac, who said, actually, no. He died for 7 hours. Then Allah raised him back to life and brought him up to heaven. But Ar-Rabi'a ibn Anas said, Allah caused him to die when he lifted him up to heaven. What kind of death is that? Of course, it's not the death of the cross, as we have read earlier in Quran chapter 4, verse 157. They did not kill him nor crucify him. So, but Allah somehow, even though he said that the Jewish people did not kill Isa and did not crucify Isa, somehow Allah caused him to die 3 hours, 7 hours, or at the time of the ascension to heaven. This is a problem. This is a great problem. You know, if Muslim scholars are really, really smart and they know for sure that Isa, son of Mary, was not killed, he was not crucified, well, they should at least agree on how this never took place. But they are contradicting each other. Ar-Razi, for example, said, it's a problem. When Allah said they did not kill him nor crucify him, but it was made to appear like that, to save Isa from his enemy by causing somebody else to die instead of him, and that's how he was able to lift up Isa to heaven. Because, first of all, you're killing an innocent person instead of Isa. If the Jewish people are going to kill somebody who looked like Isa, who did not do anything wrong, why not just let him kill Isa? After all, Isa is a human and that some other person is a human. No. And then Ar-Razi said, if you cause somebody to look like him, like Isa, and then he was lifted in heaven, well, the people who lived with him, they were confused because they actually believed that it was Isa who died on the cross. The guy who died on the cross instead of Isa, who looked a lot like Isa, did not say, by the way, I am not Isa, I am somebody who looked like him. No, all the disciples, all the people believed that it was Isa who died because they saw him and they know him for sure to be the one who died on the cross.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straightway of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Now, the great Muslim scholar Razi continued to say that does not fit with the wisdom of Allah. For all the Christians from the East and the West, they love the Christ so much, peace be upon him, and they exaggerated in his affair, and they said that they saw him crucified, and they know that he died on the cross, and that is what they have received one generation from another. And by saying that, we know for sure that Isa did die, according to the eyewitnesses and the saying from one generation to another. Remember, we have learned that from our ancestors who loved us so much, as they learned from their ancestors who loved them so much, and so on until we go to the days of Isa, when somebody looked exactly like Isa, died on the cross, and that somebody actually rose from the dead later. Well, let's move on now to another very important verse, and that is Quran chapter 5 and verse 117. Because when we read Isa's words in Quran chapter 19 verse 33, he said, peace on me the day I die. And Muslims will tell you this is in the future, because Isa will come back in the end of time and he will have four wives and he will break the cross, meaning kill Christians, and he will kill the pigs, meaning killing the Jews, and he will die as a good Muslim man. That is exactly what Isa is talking about. No, it is in the future, but it does not talk about in time future. And the proof is what is coming. In Quran chapter 3, verse 55, Allah told Isa that he will cause him to die. That is in the present tense. But here in Quran chapter 5, verse 117, we know for sure that Isa, son of Mary, did die, because the verb there is written actually in the past tense. And there we read, Isa said, I did not tell them except what you had commanded me, that serve Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness among them as long as I was with them. Listen carefully, very important here, my dear friends. So when you caused me to die, you were the watcher over them. When you caused me to die, that is the past tense, which means that the death of Christ did take place, as we just read here in the verse, in the past tense. There is contradiction in the Quran. Sometimes Allah says that Isa did not die, but sometimes he said he did die. What is the best solution? The best solution to know the reality about the death of Christ, not to look at the confused, contradictory materials of the Quran, but to look at what has been written in the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about hundreds of prophecies concerning the coming of Christ, the life of Christ, the ministry of Christ, the death of Christ, the burial of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ, and the ascension of Christ, and the second coming of Christ. All these prophecies, which were written for hundreds of years, but sometimes over 1,000 years, have been fulfilled. Some of this prophecy talked about the death of Christ and how he will die. He will not die by stoning to death, but he will die by crucifixion, even though crucifixion was not known at the time when the prophecy were written. The prophecy were written literally 1,000 years before Christ by David, that he pierced my hands and my feet. And that is in Psalm 22. That prophecy talking about the crucifixion, even though crucifixion was not invented for another 700 years later. And that's how we know that the crucifixion, it was not an accident, but it was a fulfillment to a prophecy written by King David. And as we know from the scripture, not only Jesus died on the cross, but he rose again on the third day. We got plenty of witnesses who stated that Christ did die and Christ rose from the dead. One of the lies given by Al-Razi, the great Muslim scholar, about, you know, well, maybe because the number of people who saw Christ on the cross, or who saw that man who looked like Christ on the cross, were small, there it could happen that they were confused and they did not know that actually it was not Christ, but the other guy who looked like Christ. But let's ask some Muslim scholars. Tell us some details about how this happened. And you will find yourself in a complete confusion because they did not know. And they come up with different stories. One of them would say that Isa asked who will volunteer of his disciples to take his place on the cross. And one of the 19 disciples of Isa raised his hand and said, "Me, Lord, I will take your place." And he rejected that idea twice. But then Allah said, "Yes, indeed, that is the one who will take your place on the cross." He was a young man, but somehow Allah made that one of the 19 disciples of Isa look exactly like Isa. And that is the one who was killed on the cross instead of Isa. Does this make any sense to you? If Muslim scholars could not come up even with the right number of the disciples of Jesus, how in the world they can tell us that this manufactured story can be true? Another one that, oh, you see, is Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Isa, son of Mary. He went and he talked to the Pharisees and the priests about giving them Isa. He went with them to the garden at night, and it was dark, and he went inside to bring Isa, son of Mary, out, and he discovered that Isa and the rest of the disciples have already left. So as he coming out of the garden to tell the Pharisees and the priests and the Sadducees that Isa is gone, Allah cursed Judas and make him look exactly like Isa. And that's why when the Jewish people killed Isa, son of Mary, they did not actually kill Isa, but killed Judas, the one whom Allah cursed and made him look exactly like Isa. And we can go on and on and on with many fabricated stories, which Muslim scholars will share to let us know that Isa did not die, but somebody else looked like him. I'm sorry to tell you that we're not talking about small number of people saw Jesus crucified and dying on the cross, but multitude, lots of people, hundreds and hundreds. And worse than that, we know from the scripture that Jesus appeared many times as he showed his hand and his feet and his side to those who believed in him, to those who loved him. And that is not to say that it looked like he rose from the dead. No, he did rise from the dead. That is a fact. As Jesus appeared many times to different people. For example, if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 6, we read, For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Notice the death and the resurrection is to fulfill the Scriptures, the prophecies which were written for hundreds of years before Christ came in the flesh. Then we read in verse 5, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. Notice, here we go. The entire 12 disciples saw the risen Lord. And in verse 6, after that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. 500 men saw the risen Lord. Don't tell me that they saw what it looked like the risen Lord, and it was not the risen Lord, because the risen Lord did not die. That is even a bigger problem. For Muslims to say that Jesus did not die, nor was crucified, as Allah stated in the Quran, now we have a bigger problem. Not only we know that he did die, but we know that he also rose again. Christ appeared many times to multiple people with his resurrected body, the same body which was crucified, except that it was glorified body, with the marks of the nails in his hands and in his feet, and his open womb on the side. This is the reality of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.